This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I tell you what, AWOD's a celebrity. I know he's on the college hoop scene, but Lanell Willingham gave him a run for his money coming out of the blocks this morning. Homeboy was on fire. And good to be in this space. Got a lot of action going on. And that basketball thing, whew, boy, G from the shop. I know he's been up since 6 a.m. How can you sleep if you love hoops?
It's the time of year
because
for it.
Because that... Yeah, that Crab 5 thing, it's not a gimmick. And as I said with Lanell Willingham, when you've got two bigs that make a living in the paint and can run and gun and do it all and they defend, you have a chance. Because like in football where Philly's the beast, Sparty has the same DNA. And when you're talking hoops and you lead with rebounding and defending, and it's, you don't look at it as a bad word, you have a chance. And a man who understands all the fundamentals and the basics about winning is Lamont Jordan, who's a regular with me because I love his style. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to collect championships. We're trying to win. And it's not easy at all, as we all know. And now, Brother Jordan, I ask you that your gut feel right now about this, it's the arms race. And how do you see us, the burgundy and gold, in terms of competing? It's not done. It's a race. But it's not a sprint. This is more like the mile than it is the 200.
Yeah, Doc. What's going on, man? You know, you kind of gave the example of a race, and this is one of those races right now where you know you have a strong finisher, you know you have a fighter as a runner, you just want them to get off to a good start. And as far as I'm concerned, I think the Commanders are off to a really good start. When you look at where your team is at this point in the offseason, you ask yourself, have they taken steps backwards? And no, I don't think they've taken steps backwards. I think they've taken steps forward. I think they've maintained what they've done. You can see that The focus is getting some veterans and some competition at the defensive line spot when you talk about Goldman and Kinlaw, Wise and Martin. You see what they're doing there. I love the fact that they have Tunsil in. So you took care of a huge concern of yours, which was an offensive tackle. When you go out and get, on based off stats, the top four or five best tackle in the National Football League, you have to feel good about that, especially when you're talking about protecting for Jaden Daniels. And Will Harris, you know, this
my
is
thing
an
on
opportunity.
Tunsil, I hope Tunsil envisions himself as a future Hall of Famer, not just a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and
I like him because there's room to grow. He's this good, and obviously he ain't put the pedal to the metal.
And I think DQ and just this Commanders team as a whole with the energy that they have, if you look at the way these guys play, I think they're going to get the best out of them. And you have to look at the fact that, you know, he's playing in the NFC East now. And you can't come to the NFC East tippy-toeing and trying to kind of cruise your way through. When you're playing against defenses like the Cowboys, you have to look, you know, you're looking at the Eagles, just the NFC as a whole. I think they're going, you know, that's going to bring out the best of you as a competitor. But the two guys that I'm really excited about are Jonathan Jones at cornerback, and I'm really interested in seeing what Kinlaw is going to do. Those are the two that I'm really paying attention to. I know that everybody is really big on Debo. I'm kind of 50-50 on Debo. I think that he's a system wide receiver, but him coming to the Commanders, I do think that this is a system that fits him because he brings two things that the Commanders offense was missing. One is a physical presence outside of Brian Robinson. I don't think there was a physical presence. And two, a guy at the wide receiver position that you can throw screens and dump downs to that can have a major impact on the game.
Yeah, again, it's icing. We were good. If you look at the guys we got back, that wasn't a problem for us. But again, that's icing on the cake. It's earrings on a woman. I don't even like to discuss it because I like to be very direct with it. What Harbaugh's doing in San Diego, that's my DNA.
Yes.
In my perfect world, that is pro football. And Philadelphia, and again, the way they build it, let's not kid ourselves. You know, if you are building a house and it's all wood and you're in an area that has frequent fires, you're not paying attention. And so I love the fact that the arms war, it's a war, and you can choose your weapons. And I think we've done a very good job in that, A, are we going to be better than we were last year? I was saying this with Mr. Willingham, that on my wish list, when this whole thing started, now that I know very clear, it's a two-man race as far as I'm concerned. It's us and Philly.
Yep.
So who did I not want to lose? I did not want to lose Marcus Mariota. I did not want to lose Trent Scott. I thought that was so important. Noah Brown to me was critical. And I didn't think we could keep the Carolina Blades because, you know, he's just too fast and vertical. And people, they're going to go after that. He got $12 million. I would have limoed him to the airport because that's one of those intangibles, one of those things that's hard to get. But I've seen too many guys that fast not in the playoffs. That's why I didn't take the hook, take the bait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Many years ago,
I would have. Yeah, well, I'm just saying there's too many sprinters at home watching it like me.
You can find another wide receiver like that.
Well, he's nice, but there's a lot of nice at home. Tyreek Hill been home since he left Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
And he ain't no Tyreek Hill. Tyreek been home. He made mm-hmm. a poor decision, maybe good for him, to me, from the eye. Again, I don't have his data, but it didn't look good to me. But then again, how I think it's not good to everybody else because every one of us have a different objective. My goal is simply just to win. Others yeah. are to get points and to get this and to get that. And all of us are right. nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's whatever flips your switch, whatever turns you on. If you can settle and be happy in last place, as most of you have done for a long time, good for you. It don't work for me. I don't know how you deal with it. It's impossible for me to find that. In this league, if you want the honest truth and you man and woman enough to deal with it, the Cincinnati Bengals are a great example of the entire league. You speak with a forked tongue. What is this league all about? The best, if not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like they're going out of their way to support it? No, they're taking care of generational, their family down the road. And leading us and dragging us on because we're all, as Mr. Willingham has promptly pointed out over the years, we're all addicts. This poor kid now is, and I think Joe Burrow is a monster. And he's basically having, they're telling him, hey, well, maybe you need to put some of your own food up. They got him giving back his own stuff. And not that he's the first guy to do this. Brady did. A lot of the quarterbacks have done it. Mahomes giving back some. They give you that, then you come back. Dax do it. All of them do it. It's an NFL maneuver. But the Bengals, I'm telling you from firsthand experience, they're involved. It's strictly a data entry for them on the financial ledger, period. If you don't believe me, check it out. And you tell me what you think about it from that standpoint. So, I'm not mad at him. Crab 5, I know it's a little bit off text. We're talking pigskin. But are you as excited as a lot of, quote, us are in the DMV that, and this is just not, I'm not a ex-terp now, as some are on our air. I am saying that the eyeball test, I see something that I'm excited as all get out about what's possible. Crab 5. This is not a marketing campaign. This is for real.
Now, we talking in reference to the men's basketball team?
Men's basketball, yeah. We know women
they got
are off
fighting.
The chain.
Well, we know they're off the chain. I love what I'm saying for Maryland's men's basketball team. I think this team has fight. And I think that's what it really comes down to. It kind of reminds me of the fight that the team had back when Maryland was in the ACC. And I truly believe that, you know, they have a chance to make some noise. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to. They played against good competition. They've worked hard. But this team is going to compete. You have scorers. You have rebounders. I do think that this is a complete team and I'm really excited to see where this thing goes. It just feels good, Doc, as a Turk, to be in a situation where both of our men's and women's football teams are relevant.
Yeah, hoop for real, man. Hoop for real. You've got an event going on today. Tap our audience in to let us know the progress about your club.
Yes, sir. I'm Washington Prodigy, Doc. We are up here in Pittsburgh, about to have a scrimmage with the Pittsburgh Passion. This is our first bump against another team, so I'm excited about that. And we're 2 weeks away from our home opener against Atlanta on March 29th at Theodore Roosevelt at 6 p.m. Definitely want to keep everybody up to date on that and hope that they come out and support.
My man, well, you are, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. Go Terps. And, Lamont, we appreciate all that you bring to the table.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Doc.
And good luck today.
Appreciate it.
That is Lamont Jordan. Again, boy, coach. He was Coach Thompson's first intern. And 980 going back in the day. Max, fireworks galore today, brother. It is, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do.
And rightfully so, because, you know, I think we deserve it.
I think so. I think we've earned it after a long week.
Yeah, but a good week.
Yes.
You know, a good week. A lot going on, especially now at the Nationals.
Yeah, they're back, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the O's.
The A's. Nats,
Yeah. A's baseball tag. Oh, Tane went yard last night, and it's we have these discussions throughout the year about what is the best time. This I don't think is. I'm not saying bet, but it's interesting.
It's one. They're definitely like there's a ranking of sports months, you know.
Yeah.
And October for me is one because you're in the World Series, and then football season's on. And then basketball and hockey are just getting going. So October will always be my number one. But like this time of late February, early March, conference tournaments are going. It's the NBA rages on. NHL is coming down the home stretch. It's exciting, man. This is a great time of year for sports.
Yeah, it is. And you've been on blast all week. I mean, I feel like I hear you in my background.
I'm everywhere.
Which is good. Your growth, man, you've had a monstrous week. And, man, that is all good. We go to break here, and we want to thank the Rude Guest Hotline for providing Lamont Jordan the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Doc Walker here on Overtime. Give us a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Overtime, DOC, Mad Max. I think we're all got a number of reasons to be pumped up, but especially Terps and the Block M. That is in Wolverines. And what we really want to get to is Sparty, but in order to do that, you have to be highly aggressive today, and we'll be all over that. Woo, man, this is that time of the year. We're all lucky to be addicted to this legal narcotic, which is competitive athletics. And from the high school, collegiate, all the way men's and women's, so happy that that's balancing out and the gap is being, is it being closed rapidly on that. It's and watching all the local tournaments here, they're all over. And then you start then the injury. That Cooper Flag thing, You know, we haven't had a lot of it this year, but it happens.
It was scary, man, watching that ankle just kind of
frightening. Frightening. And now just hoping that we don't know what the young people heal, man. They heal quicker than us young, than our aging gracefully group. I don't think I see him today.
No, I think they already announced that he's not playing.
Okay,
today.
Good. Because if you're Duke and they're Duke, you got to be able to get beyond that to give him a chance.
You got to save him. Have to.
Yeah, to go. I meant to mention this, you know, opening up, but I just wanted to. You talk about a stud. I mean.
Yeah, man. Russell and I were talking about it yesterday. We played Billy Joel throughout the show to honor Feinstein because that was Billy Joel's favorite artist. 48 books.
Yeah.
I think 23 of which made the New York Times bestseller list. That's so many.
Yeah, you can't talk about competing at the highest level, doing it your way. Having presence and just swag. I just love John's swag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and listening to him in all different formats, Fridays with the Junks, just, and would talk to anybody on any level, love ball, love the pool. Just everything he did, he went after it with the same level of passion. And if there's ever a term of unapologetic about my brother just did his thing. Love that about him. And it is, and I know that it's how our operation on it. Just wanted to make sure that I jumped on the bandwagon with that as well. The funny thing, since we last met, and I said, I'm not even going to mention it, but I can't. I got to. I just cannot. Man, I can't wait to see DeMarcus Lawrence. Next time I see him, I'm going to give him a fun bunch high five. Because not that we needed it. We got enough logs in the fire. We can burn for the whole week, and we're good. But had he not said it, we were all thinking it. We all had that thought run through our minds. But he said it. And you know me, if you produce, you can damn near do whatever you want to do. I didn't really have a problem with anybody saying anything that produces. And man, that kid wears 11. There are very few people in the league that make as many plays as he does. But he loves the microphone too. And as long as he's doing his thing, I think he'll get by. But eventually, it's going to be a mass collision with him and his teammates. Because I don't think he can stop. I think he's addicted to the mic. And we know that it does create a bit of a addiction. And I think we are checking that out right now.
Yeah.
Did you remind me that the good doctor is on the line?
Yes, she is.
All right, Dr. Sabah, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, first of all, condolences to the Feinstein family. I disagree with about half of what he said, and that's what's great about radio and talking to people. You hear other people's opinion. You can agree or disagree and still respect the person. So he was the epitome of that. So condolences to his family.
That's what talk radio is all about.
Exactly. If everybody said the same thing, it'd be, you know, like we'd be in our own, echo chamber. That's never good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm in mourning. Not only, you know, is my girl's career over, but I'm over that now. It's been a week to recover. That Duke-Carolina game last night, oh, my God. I was telling your producer, he's a very nice guy, by the way, that it's just we stole that game, and then we didn't. I told him it's like when you shoplift and then you think you got it, you're on your way out and you trip and fall. And everything falls out of your hands and you're left with nothing. But in a way, you know, I'm glad that guy did the lane violation, because I'm telling you, I know that shot went in, the second free throw. We probably would have lost by 20 in overtime. Then that wouldn't have been good, because we had no business even being in that game. And it was just heartbreaking. You know, Doc, what happened to the days where Carolina didn't have to watch Sunday to see if we're in? It was where we're going. You know, what number one seed region are we at? Now it's if we're in. And then what happened to the days where they said on the show, the TV last night, I don't know if you noticed this, that R.J. Davis, UNC's best player, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what is wrong with that? A fifth-year, 5'7" guy is our best player? And Duke's got all the NBA guys now? I don't know what has happened, Doc. You got to please help me with this. Am I missing something?
No. You know what happens is that the expansion of the game.
A lot of money getting thrown around.
There you go. Ching, ching, ching.
Right, and Hubert don't want to do the money thing.
What we found out is that the old fight for the old university really is a little bit overrated.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the university of the dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Exactly.
That's it. So, you know, it is just roll with it. And if Carolina, Duke had to go through it. All of them have had to do it. Carolina,
I know, ebbs and flows. I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Doc. You think we'll get in? You think we're a tournament team? And we did play the number one team three times. I mean, that is part of that clause one they keep talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah,
but again, money talks. So I never said go against the Blue Bloods because they have insider trading working for them.
Well, I'm all for it as long as I'm on the inside.
But I'll tell you what, whether you get in or not, if you get in, you won't be there for long.
I know. You know, Doc, one more thing. This NCAA tournament, all these, the college, the girls, the boys, all of us, you know, the high school, all tournaments, you know what they are? It's like they just slapped you with a terminal illness. Like, everybody's going to die but one team. And it's sad because everybody goes home sad but one team. Like in the playoffs, everybody goes home sad but one team. It's almost like, yes, please give me the terminal illness. I want to see if I'm the 1% that survives.
It's the best thing I think we do.
Sports does a strange thing to us. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the March Madness could be. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Max, I think that at this time, we might be healthy for us to take a break, come back to Bonesy and the Bay Bay so that we stay on target.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
If I get a thumbs up from you, we'll do that. So he's a canine, so he'll understand. He has been he's been through that torture chamber of training, so he gets it. We appreciate you hanging in there with us, Sabah. That was awesome. And give us a couple of minutes. We'll be back. We'll pick up the line. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on The Fan. Back in a moment. A lot of movement going in the NFL. Well, hello, what's new? The madness effect of hoops mania is going. I mean, what's hot? What's really hot? Crab 5. Crab 5 is hot. And this is not a marketing ploy. This is for real, as the youngins would say. We got something coming up following today's broadcast. Busting Loose, I guarantee you do not want to miss it. Curly Dubs making a move.
Gene
that
D
Diamond
Boys.
Talk is going to become more and more prevalent.
Gene D Boys is having a great time down on spring training down in West Palm. They're having a blast from what I hear.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve some of this time. Enjoying it.
Yeah, they deserve it. There's winners and losers on paper in the offseason that cannot be confirmed until the pads are on. But this is interesting for us and what we do because somebody's got to kind of keep score in the meantime as we do it. Bonesy, thank you for being patient.
Hey, shout out to Mac. What's up, Doc? Man, I just called him, man, because, you know, I wanted to expound on the pickup that we've had on the football team this week during this free agency signing period, right? And, you know, I mean, I'm impressed. You know, we went through the trenches, right? But we still, you know, didn't get no edge rusher. and we still didn't get a running back. So don't act
not
like
yet.
We don't need a running back, man. We definitely need a running back, man, because, like I say, man, B-Rob, you know, was running with his head down and tiptoeing. So we need a running back, and we need an edge rusher. So I hopefully, man, that the Adam Peters is cooking in the kitchen and get ready to cook something up for us, man.
Well,
you
process
know?
Is not
and
over.
And I want to shout out to all – I want to shout out to all the canines, you know what I'm saying, and my nephew G from the shop. Thank you for taking my call, Doc. Love y'all,
yeah,
man.
He don't sleep late during this time of the year. Appreciate you, brother. K9, Jonesy, welcome. Thank you.
Doc, how you doing, man? Shout out to my boy Jonesy and the rest of the K9s and even a she-devil of the K9s, Dr. Shabbat. I got to disagree with her just a little bit when it comes to John Feinstein. To me, that guy was spot on with just about a lot of what he said when he came on the airways, but whoever it was, you know, he wasn't off. I mean, whether it was Brent with Bram, or whether it was the Junkies, or whether it was even Chris, the man was on point with a lot of what he said. And, you know, and everybody has a right to their opinion, so I ain't mad. Mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, she might need to listen to, you know, a little bit of replays, you know, before she just completely call it out on him. But I like what we're doing. I was there with my boy Bonesy, you know, big brother of the K-9, that, you know, Adam Peters is not finished. So just chill out. We might just get that defensive end. We might just get that monster running back that you're looking for. I mean, everything's coming together. Everything don't come together all at once, but it comes, you know, one thing at a time. So with that being said, just be patient. I just like what I see that's going on. He's bringing a bunch of, you know, one-year resumes up in here. That speaks to show me what you got. We know what you did elsewhere, but show me what you can do here, and we can talk further maybe next. And I like that, man. I don't have a problem with anything that he is doing. So, hey, I like what's going on with him. Shout out one more time to the rest of the K-9s. And, Doc, I'm out.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Their philosophy is, and I like it, they would rather deal with players that have already proven that they can actually play in the NFL rather than to risk the collegiate prospect turning into a pro, because that's 50-50. You don't know. I mean, most fail. So I understand the way they're doing it, and he's got a record of success. I mean, when you can put Denver and the Niners on your resume and the Patriots, hello? I mean, if you were searching in fast food, wouldn't you expect to see the Arches on your resume? Wouldn't that make you look pretty good if you could put them on as opposed to you worked 10 years at Tiny Tim's? Does name brand have some influence? I think so.
You'd think, yeah.
And track record. I mean, Tiny Tim's might be a great place.
That's what I think means more. Like, the track record of the organizations that he's been a part of.
Exactly.
Is just top of the line.
Said Jacksonville, no shame, none of that. Tennessee, no, I'm not trying to bring you out and say it, but that's why I think the Seahawks are always underestimated. They've done a lot of winning.
Yeah, there's been a lot of winning, and they've done things pretty well. It's just...
Yeah, it's just, you're right.
I just don't, I'm not a, like, Sam, you saw what Sam Darnold is in crunch time this year.
Don't hate.
So, I'm not hating, it's just,
don't
like,
hate Sam.
No, of course
don't
not.
Don't hate Kirk
Cousins. No. The thing about Sam is, like, he played really well in the regular season. I'm giving that to him completely. Mm-hmm. But when you played Detroit and you're just like, I don't know what to do, it just... That's when I'm out on you. Like,
was he alone? Isn't there called adjustments? Did his staff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they help him or hurt him?
I see, and that's That's why I wish I was kind of more.
I mean, if you're coach of the year, all I'm saying is that if you're coach of the year, then you got to be coach of the year when things aren't going well.
Right. And I think
that kind of, to me, defines who you are.
Yeah.
Or are you just coach of the year when he's fully protected?
Well, so there was this clip. The thing about Kevin O'Connell, I don't know how much of his mind is behind the X's and O's of everything. I'm sure it's a lot because he seems like a great coach in that respect. But there was a clip that went around during the season of him talking to Sam when Sam was in the huddle. And he was being like a very supportive head coach. Like, you got this. The guys know what they're doing. Like, just go win it. Like, all that. I think that is kind of more of his, like, foray, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like Kevin O'Connell's a great support guy. So when things go south like that, it's very hard for you to be like, hey, you're doing great. Everything's fine. It's going to be okay. Just go out there, execute the game plan, and do what you need to do. A lot of times when guys hear that and things aren't going well, it's like, okay, man, whatever. Versus when things are going well, you're like, yeah, I am that guy. I can propel this team. I can help us win. It's just two very different mentalities that I feel like athletes get into. You know what I mean?
Well, I think of Baltimore when Kansas City was there a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly one of the worst offensive coordinating performances I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Where the guy was
puked all over himself,
calling out for help.
Yeah.
And you did nothing to help him after he had put you on the map with his superlative throws and
nifty runs. Zero favors.
He built you. Then when he needed you, you were nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, greatness comes when you were down. Like, I've seen Joe Jackson Gibbs have a team come in trailing, get on a chalkboard, start drawing, start talking, come out, win by 14.
That's why he's one of the greatest.
That is what I look at and go, well, hold it, Slim. When the team needed you the worst, when Doug Williams got off the ground in that Super Bowl, when he was down off the ground, Keoki Kamau was a trainer. He shoved him off and said, I'm good. I got this. So he becomes the MVP. Well, we know he can throw the spiral and drop a dime and open the keyhole. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he wins the MVP awards when he shows he's visibly down and says, no, I got this. And then gets back up.
Yeah.
Because that's when I think he took the energy that had gone the Broncos' side and sucked the air back into his own huddle.
Mm-hmm, that momentum.
So what defines these moments that these people who say they're great, and then they usually end up winning? Why has Mahomes been that guy all until he wasn't? Now, remember, Andy was a genius. Everybody was genius. And then we watched them get slaughtered.
Just smoked.
They got slaughtered.
Stomped, smoked.
It was one of the worst examples. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. That's the Chiefs. And that's why I go, man, that hammer, so much more effective than them earrings.
Yeah.
And that jewelry.
Yeah.
That jewelry sparkles. It's cool. But I'm going to tell you what.
It looks nice, but it don't get the job done.
Yeah, you don't want to have happen. And that's where sheer strength, and that's why when I sit back quietly and I watch what this front office is doing, and when you bring over, and it's about the O-line, and it's not going to be shout it out. It's going to be quiet.
It'd be very quiet.
And, you know, if I say, hey, Nate Herbig, can you give me a visual of him? What does he look like? You don't know.
See, that's the thing. Really, it's like, if you asked me before before
you just know he's big.
Yeah, I just know he's
big.
I just know he's 6'4", probably like in the threes somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Nate, his name is Nate Herbig, so I assume he's white. And that,
you don't know where he's from.
That's about it. See, yeah, I don't know where he's from. Don't know where he went to college.
Yeah.
None of that. I just know he played in Pittsburgh and tore his rotator cuff last year.
Right, and didn't play, and they went out and got him. And see, this is the thing that I'm intrigued by, because it's like how you have to be, your job is to know things we don't know. If the guy on the microphone doing overnights discovers something that people getting paid for doing for a living, we got a problem. We got a problem. He's doing this. He's finding that unicorn. He's unlocking something. Because you know you need help. When you bring in Coleman, I thought Coleman did a good job. You always say, well, he's a tweener. Oh, no, he plays guard and tag. In this league, you got to be pretty good at something to get on the field. And before you do several things, you got to do one thing pretty well. I thought the kid had a fine rookie season, but how does he define it? He's got to go up against the world champs twice a year. And the boys in Dallas, they may not be a playoff-bound team. They may not win champion, but I'll tell you what they do well. They rush the passer extremely well. Who has more highlights rushing the passer than Dallas?
Than 11?
Well, as a team.
Well,
97. I mean,
I'd say one guy who got $100 million over the next 3 years guaranteed. The guy in Pittsburgh who wears, I think it's 99.
Yeah, when they're there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. He plays more, or as much as anybody that claims to be great.
Micah does get a hell of a lot of snaps. That I will say.
He puts in snaps.
He's incredibly healthy.
I love my boy up in Pittsburgh, and I feel so bad for Big Tony because I tried to tell him this week he couldn't handle it. He hung up on me.
Well,
I said, hey, man.
That sounds like Big Tony.
Well, I told him he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. No more. Look, it's tough.
I get it.
We've been on a 30-year voyage.
Yeah, it's hard being in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, Doc.
Dude, that is, I mean, it's like you're choosing your form of death.
Firing squad or lethal injection.
Exactly. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's got death written all over it, but now you get the option. But it's death.
Yeah.
And I told him, I tried to talk him down or walk him through the play. Hey, man. I said, Tony, you've been loyal. You deserve better. But all that black and gold and all them towels, all that was cute. It was great. Was. I said, Tony, do you realize how long it's been since you were feared?
It's been quite a few years.
It's been a long time, Slim.
Even that COVID season where they were 14-0, I think it was. It was 14-0 or 11-0. They were undefeated when we played against them, and then we beat them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, see, you lost to Ron.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. What is that? Look, that's a mark to where now people are going back. You did what?
Yeah, that's a
you
stain.
Lost to him? Really?
With that roster? With Taylor Heineke? That guy?
Come on. And so what makes this so exciting for me, and this is exciting even, you know when you're on, it's when you're going into this March bonanza. Yeah, and it really, really gets exciting. So the break we go, it's 12:52. In the nation's capital. Appreciate all of you that engaged with us. We're going to get a little bit more on the Commanders beat. Getting ready with Donna Hopkins. B-ball coming up tournament. Terps, we're going to be all over it. Crab 5, NCAAs. You got it. We're serving it right here on The Fan.